Tay rai rai ra 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 ho ho ho.
Morning, good morning.
Oh, in the yellow.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning. That's it. That's it. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, Chukos Hagoyim, Prakim Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, thus concluding these series of halachas, starting with Perek Hasiri. The 10th chapter has six halachas. We're going to be learning about how to treat idol worshippers who live in the Holy Land. What's amazing is that the psukim that the Rambam is going to be quoting from are psukim that explicitly are speaking about when we enter the land, how we have to annihilate the seven nations. The Rambam, first of all, is going to hold that it doesn't only apply to those seven nations. It's any nation and any individual that is actively worshiping idols is someone with whom we may not allow to live in the land. And it's not only during the conquest, but it's throughout. Let's start with Halacha Aleph. Says Rambam, Ein koyesin bris lo'ovde kichavim mazalois. We may not make a peace treaty. Now, many Rambams have the girsa, l'shivas amamin. Here in the Chayenu, we're following the girsa, which is takashitas Rambam. It's not only the seven nations, but to any idol worshippers. A peace treaty meaning that you let us be, we let you be the way you are. We're not allowed to do that. You, the way you are, means for you to continue to serve idols. Then aniach oisim la'avdom. Shenemaras, it says in Parshas Voschanon, leisich lois lahem bris. Don't establish a covenant with them. What is our attitude towards people that are worshiping idols? Ela yachzuru ma'avidosim. Either stop doing that, or yehargu, or be killed. Now, we're going to see details later, which are be killed. We're going to go and kill every Oved Avodah Zarah. Hold on. We're going to learn at the end of the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about the laws of the Shavah Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that a B'nai Noach has to know that if they violate any of the Shavah Mitzvahs, beginning with the first one, then they forfeited their lives. So it's not something that we can allow for people to live, much less for us to make a peace treaty with them. Furthermore, V'asol L'rachem Aleim. Shenemar, as it says, v'loy sichanim, which has many meanings. Here means don't have rachmanis, and this attitude towards this lifestyle, we may not tolerate. Lefikach. Now, the Rambam is not saying, and go kill them, as you'll see in a moment. But lefikach, the application of not to be gracious with them is imro mehem oivei. If you see a oivid avoydazora, who is being swept away or drowning in the river, then we're not speaking about us putting them to death. No, for that, they have to be taken to a base. But if we see them drowning, then lo ya'alenu, we may not save them. Ro noti lamos, or if that oivad avodazara is in any other life dangerous situation, lo ya'atzilenu, we may not save them. Avo la'abdi biyodai, but however, to cause them directly to be destroyed, eladavchei levoira, to put them into a pit, the chayotze b'zeh, that's asur. When we're not during war, and again, in the ideal society, as we'll see when we Yad Yisrael Takifa, we set up a court and we take them to a Beis Din. Okay. Or again, some people have the Girsa B'Sheva Amamin, but again, the Rambam Paskins that we brought into all the seven nations, they are people whom we do not put to death, even though we may not say it. But then there are a category of people, tragically Yidden, that are even worse. Avol HaMoisrim, people, traders, Jewish traders. That means if someone is giving over even Jewish property to the non-Jewish government, the Haminim, B'Hapikurs in Yisrael, different types of non-believers denying God, denying the divinity of the Torah. Mitzvah la'abdon b'yad. There we have even a greater obligation to actively take their lives away. Ulohiridam ad be'er shachas, mipnei shehei mitzorim li'yisrael, umasir neso'am ha'achri Hashem. Now there was a censorship in this halacha, and the Rambam, really, we know, added, like Yoshka and his Talmidim, the Rambam added, like Tzadik and Baisus, this is going back in their Talmidim, and he quotes the Pasuk, v'shem rishoyim yirkav, as an understanding that we have to be more active in making sure that they are destroyed, halacha beis. Now we're going back, not to the minim v'apikursim that are yidden, going back to the nations of the world that are idol worshippers. And they, guys, this Pedic is about those who dwell in the Holy Land. Even though ein moiridin, but loy mailin. So therefore, another application of loy mailin, that if they are very ill, if they're ill, sh'asur l'rapis, if they k'chadma afilu b'schad. Even for a salary, because you're saving the life of someone who's worshiping idols. However, there's a caveat. But if one is afraid of the consequences, in other words, you're not going to heal them, they're going to go hurt you. Or you're going to create in the society a level of animosity which will endanger Jewish life. Then you have to heal them, but you have to charge. But to heal them for free is also all based on the pasuk. Now, the Ger Toishov. Ger Toishov is a non-Jew who took upon himself or herself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, beginning with denying idol worship, believing in and being connected to the only one God. We are commanded in the Torah to make sure that they are, that their life is safe. So included in that, we have a mitzvah to heal them. Bechinam. Now, does it mean you have to always heal the mechinam? No, a doctor can charge a salary, but there's no, it's nice. It's a great thing if you help them. Bechinam. Halachi gimel. Furthermore, ein moichlin lehem batim v'sadis beretz Yisrael. You may not sell them a house or a field in the Holy Land. Surya, which was conquered by David HaMelech prior to him conquering the entire country. So it has a din of a kibush yachid. So it has some sort of kedushas eretz Yisrael. So it's a notch down. You are allowed to sell them houses, but you may not sell for them fields. The Rambam soon will explain why a field is more common. Why is it more problematic? Umaskirim lehem batim eretz Yisrael. You are allowed to rent them homes in eretz Yisrael as long as you don't create a neighborhood of non-Jews. What's a neighborhood? Three houses or more. Ein shchuna pachas mishloish. Wow, the ein maskinim lem sadois in Eretz Yisrael. You again, it's more chamur. You can't even rent for them fields. Ubasuria, yes, you are allowed to rent out fields for them. Now the Rambam explains, pnei ma'ach midu basada more than a house. Pnei sheyeshom shtein, because when you rent out a field, there are two challenges. Number one, mafkia min hamaisus. If the field would be under Jewish ownership, Jewish control, then the owner will have to give Trumas Umaisis. Even if a goy is only renting it, since during that period of rental, it's so to say his, then Trumas Umaisis will not be given. On top of the fact, the noisam lahem chanoya vakarka, we're giving them a dwelling place in our land, and that, and a chanami, that's like having a house. Umutar limkar lahem batim masadis b'chutz la'aretz. However, this is only in the Holy Land, outside Eretz Yisrael. You can sell to them homes and fields. B'pnei she'ena artseinu. Having said that, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya brings down that selling three houses or more to Goyim, even Chutz La'aretz, in a Jewish neighborhood is forbidden because we are afraid that the Goyim that are moving in might harm the Yidin. Halacha Dalet, Af B'Makom, Shitiro lahaskir, even in the scenarios where we are allowed to rent out. Listen to this. You can't even rent it out for them to live there. Guys, we're speaking about renting it out to people who worship idols, because they're going to be bringing their idols into our homes. And it says, whenever there is a heted, it's only for them to have this home to use it as a storage house. Wow. We may not sell to them produce when it is still connected to the ground. All right. Why is that? Because since it's not harvested yet and they bought it, where are they going to hang out? They're going to hang out on Eretz Yisrael. No, you don't want them to be there. We're speaking about people that are worshiping idols. If it's already harvested, you can sell it to them, because you know then they'll buy it and they'll take it back to wherever they live. Immediately, and we make sure to that they indeed harvest it ASAP. Why can't you sell them land or anything attached to the land? So here again, another application of the words loisichanim, which means over here, loisitein lahem chanoya bakarka. Don't give them a dwelling place in the land. We're speaking about Eretz Yisrael. She'im lo yeh lahem karka. Because if you don't own land, yeshivasan, yeshivas adahi, then wherever you are, you're not there permanently. That's b'chala rule. That's the nature. V'chein osur l'saper b'shvachan, another din. You're not allowed to speak about a oivid avodah zarah in a praiseworthy manner. Even to make a comment, look how good looking that oivid kechavim is. You're not allowed to do that. That's included in the law of loisichanim. The Hagos HaMaimonis writes that when a person looks at nature and their comment about the beauty of nature is actually in praise of God, look at the beautiful creation of God. That's something that could be said even on an oivid kechavim. And kal v'chomer sheyesaper b'shvach ma'isav, not to praise their deeds, or sheyechaviv davar midvareim, or to quote any of their statements, v'sad b'chavivus, shenemar also loisichanim, which means loyihi Elohem chein be'inecha. Don't look at idol worshippers gracefully. Why? Because when you look up to someone, you end up learning from them. V'pnei shegoyim lihidavek imoy v'lulim b'maisav haroyim. Wow. Says that Rambam, but also Litna and Lahem Matas Chinam, you're not allowed to give a gift. But again, if you have a non-yid that took upon himself or herself to keep the Shavuot mitzvahs, to them you are allowed to give a gift. Befedish, as it says, this is about food that's not kosher for us, but kosher for non-yid. And this lager means to a ger toishav, right? Bimechira. I'm sorry. Macher lenachni means b'mechira v'loy b'nesino. That's the right that you cannot give to the nachni. Emat naschim. Halacha. Mefarnesin aniyay oibek yechavim imaniyay yisolim pe'edak v'shalom. If you have idol worshippers, but they are impoverished, and the Jewish community is giving out tzedakah money, then we give it out all together. Pe'edak v'shalom. Furthermore, ve'ein memachin b'idei aniyay oibek yechavim alayka shikhopeya. As we know, there are so many dinim, we'll learn details in the Rambam, how when we in Israel grow produce, we have to leave some portions of it to the poor. Now, if amongst the poor that are coming to take it are also idol worshippers, let them be. Also, mepnei darkei shalom, for the sake of peace. Another din, v'shei alin v'shleiman, you greet them, even the yom chagam, right, in contrast to the previous pedik, all other interactions, mepnei darkei shalom. However, there's greeting menshlech, and then there is greeting, what the Chazal called greeting them twice. Shalom, shalom. Read once. Ve'en koyif lem shalom lo oylam. Another did. Ve'lo yikoneis lebeisei shal oivet kechav mim chagelos l'shalom. On his holiday, don't enter his house. But as we said before, Metzoy Bashuk, noisim l'shalom. Here the Rambam adds a caveat. Ve'sofa rafa u'b'choyved roish. In other words, there's respect and there's love. Respect. But not in a way that we're going to get close to idol worship. And all of this really goes back to the beginning, to Peirik Rishon in Hilchos Kochav HaMazal, the way that I've explained it. The Rambam wasn't just giving history. The Rambam wanted to tell us that there is a certain historical connection that people sadly make with Avodah Zarah, and it's easy to go back to that path. That's what he spoke about, that even the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, right, other than Shevet Levi, in a quick amount of time in Egypt, we went back to that. And even though we know the Gemara and Yuman, the Taiva went away, still, since these are ideas that are the core of everything bad that happens in the world, when we start denying Hashem Echad, so we have to be very careful not to be engaged with anyone and to keep that distance. Final halacha vav says that Rambam ein kol advarim elo amurim elo bisman shagol yisrael bein oivdei kichavim. Right. In other words, we're speaking about the Holy Land, but golus in the Holy Land. Oishiyad oivdei kichavim takifa al yisrael. Abol bisman shiyad yisrael takifa leim. In other words, when we have real control over the land, then not don't sell them land. You know, only rent. There, we have to get rid of them out of our country. Asur lanu laniach oivdei kichavim beinenu. Va'afilu yeshivas arai. Or even if they're passing, listen, mimakim lamakim b'schayram. Lo yavur b'artzenu. Don't fly through the Holy Land. Well, I don't know, flying through the airspace, but don't go on the land. Ella, you want to go into the land? Achi yakabel olav shema mitzvah b'nei shena sava b'nei nech. They have to be makabel the shema mitzvah shenemar. Lo yesh lo ba'artzach afilu l'fisha. It's amazing. The Rambam began by saying, the mamash in the beginning of the first halacha, you have to kill them. Yei hargu. Then we right away explain. Then he says, no, you don't kill them, but you're dying. In other words, there's time of war. There's time when we're not engaged in war in the Holy Land, but it's Golos. And if it's Golos means that we don't have control over the land. If we have control over the land, to be going through the Holy Land, you have to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah. Now, the Im Kibel Olo Sheva Mitzvahs, that's called the Gertoshim. Now, the Rambam concludes by writing a statement. Big machloek is what the Rambam means. The Rambam makes the following statement. That the Eid Mekabel and Geir Toshiv Elab is Man Shayu Evo Mike. In other words, to make a Bezin, a formal Giyur, and having a person go in front of a Bezin and saying, I am accepting upon myself, that's something that you can only do Bezman Shayu Evo Mike. Abel, Shalei Bezman Ayu Evo, Eid Mekabel and Elab Ger Tzedek Bovat. Here's the question. What does the Rambam mean with this? So many explain that the Rambam is not saying that therefore, since now ain't a yevil noyig, and therefore you can't have the formal ger toshav. So if Jewish people have control over the land, if we were to have an independent state, which we don't, if we would be able to do what we want, then we would not even allow them to travel through. No, then many people understand that if a goy is accepting the sheva mitzvahs, even when we don't yet have the yevil, which means he's not formally a ger toshav. Since he accepted it, we do allow him to travel through the land. The Rambam just wants to make it clear that there is the formal giur, which does not apply only bisman shayu evol noyig. But still, if he's mekabel the sheva mitzvahs nowadays, even without yevil, even without getting the certificate I'm a ger toshav, such a person is allowed to travel in the land, even when we have full control over the land. That's the way we're going to go with the pshat in the Rambam. And let's move on now to Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter, the second to last chapter. We have over here 16 halachas. There's a concept of not following in the chukos of the Oivdei Kechavim. So this will be the loaded chapter that we're going to go into many specifics of Nichush, of Koisim, of Mo'inen, of Chayver Chavir, and many other specific practices that the goyim, that the idol worshippers do, that the Torah includes in this general statement, don't follow the statutes of the idol worshippers. Says the Rambam, in Hoyochin, B'chukai, So'evdi Kechavim, don't follow in their statutes. And V'loy Medamin Lohem, don't try to resemble them. How? Even externally, even only in the way you dress, even only in the way you take a haircut. V'chayoytze Behem, Shenemar, as it says, that in Parshas Kedoshim, v'loyseilchu b'chukas hagoyim. Also, as it says, u'b'chukaseim loyseilechu. Also, as it says, yishomer locha pentinakesh. Talking, you're going to inquire after them. Point of the Rambam is, we're not only speaking about the pnimius of a person, not to think or not to feel, even the chetzoinius should not be like them. It says the Rambam, hakol b'inyanachu tu mazik, that wa'at shelo yidamu lahem. So what should we be? Eloi Hayisrael, the Yid should be moved el mehem. We should be separated, distinct from them. V'yodua, we should be recognizable simply by looking on our dress. Ah, there goes a Yid. U'bishar ma'isav and other ways of behavior. K'meishu who moved el mehem, just like we are separated from the goyim b'madoi with our ideas. Right, ubedeyosav. Right, we touch deyos and hilchas deyos in our character traits. So it's not only that our moichin and nidois have to be moved all, even the chitzonius. So let's go. That's a whole big deram. Doesn't go here into the detail. We're speaking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Doesn't mean that if goyim wear, you know, the shirt with the collar, it's not a religious thing. But Rashi, I mean, in the Gemara says any malbush that are worn by their religious clergy, you know, something that are worn by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So that's that type of malbush we're not allowed to wear. The type of haircut that dear religious people take, we may not take. The Rambam includes in this the mitzvah of payas. Now, it's the reason why we may not shave off the sides of our hair by only leaving the hair in the center. That was the way the Koimrim, the priests, used to take haircuts. Now, taking off the hair from the side, which means shaving off the payas and leaving the hair in the center, this is the meaning of the word bludis. Okay. There is another way that used to keep their hair. This is, you see a lot of this in the Far East, that they mama shave off the hair on the top and the hair on the sides. They shave off almost all of the hair, and in the back, they leave one location where they let the hair go. They leave that ponytail.
Yeah.
Okay. Like they do. Another thing, don't build stadiums or certain types of structures in order for many people to gather, as the idol worshippers did, for them to gather to serve their avodah zarah. It's an actionable law, therefore yechayiv malchus. Halacha beis. Oyved kechavim shoyim nistaper mi Yisrael. So if a yid is a barber and you're giving an idol worshiper a haircut and he has that ponytail, that place that the people over there in the Far East wear, or you're giving up a Christian, you know, the mamash, the koyminim, they just leave us a pancake on top because they shave off everything over here. So a yid, kiven shigia liberal yosurai karv l'sholoshetz boyis l'chol ruach shaymetas yodei. Once you come within three finger breaths, you can't make a perfect haircut that you're going to go until the ponytail, because then you're helping the goy do something that's a minig for their god. Don't do that. Gevaldik. Bottom line is, he'll never become your client if you're not going to give him a haircut. You know, you're going to leave. The worst thing is to leave a haircut in the middle. Halachi Gimel. That's exactly what would happen. Imagine your middle, he said, no, I can't go further. Okay, Halachi Gimel. Yisrael Shohoyo Karev L'malchus. Now, if he is close to the government, and he has to interact with the, you know, with the kings and their princes, and he'll be embarrassed. Not personally, he doesn't care about him being embarrassed. No, he's representing the Jewish community. They're going to look down at the Jewish community if we don't dress like them. Like guys, today, we're living in the Western world at a bunch of koifrim. We're speaking there about religious governments. So the problem is that you're going to dress like them. You're going to dress in a garb that looks like, you know, the religious people dress like. You have to do that. Which is a huge statement. How do you understand that? And just to understand the concept that even though we spoke about a lav midoraisa, by a lav midoraisa, we don't make exceptions. But since the Torah did not specify the meaning of loiseichu b'chukoseim, the Chachamim were the ones that clarified what it meant. Even though their clarification is a din Torah, there is room, the Chachamim can say that it doesn't apply to those scenarios. Maiter, halacha dalet. Ein menachashin ko'ev dekechavim. Soothe saying, as the Rambam will explain, may not be done. And for that, we have a specific lav, as it says, loisi nachash. Keitzad hua nachash. What does that mean? Kagoin elu shoimrim. Maybe people in English call this certain types of superstitions. Like those who say, hoyil v'nafla piti mipi. They're making stipulations with God. Since the bread fell from my mouth, or since the stick fell from my hand, I will interpret it to mean, therefore, I'm not going to go to that place today. Because if I'll go there today, then I will fail. Or, since a fox passed on my right side, I'm not going to leave my house today. You know, which is a fox represents a deceiver. It's a very deceiving type of animal. But a person is giving meaning to certain events by saying, therefore, I will or I won't do.
Can we do that?
No, we're going to see soon. We have to be very careful. No, we're not allowed to do that. Let's go weiter. People will hear a bird chirping and they say, ah, I know what the bird means. Yekach or lo yekach or dover, toim lasso dover plenty, vera lasso dover plenty. All based on the chirping of a bird. Or people that say, you know what? In other words, there's a rooster, but the rooster sounds like a raven. Ooh, that's the rooster that we have to shech. Or there's a certain hen that sounds like a male. Ah, you see, since it's beginning to sound like something else, that's a sign, right, that we have to shech it. Guys, if it's giving you a headache, no problem. We're speaking about things that are irrational. To decide, you're giving meanings into that which you're making meaning out of something that is not rational. People who bechal, they make omens for themselves by saying, "Im yerli kach vekach esadav plani." I'm a guy. If the light will turn red when I get there, I'll go. I'm going to make a right turn. If it's going to be green, I'll make a left turn. V'cheinim lo yirli lo yasa. Where do we find nichush by Eliezer Eved Avram? Now there's a whole discussion. Right, Chai, this is Chulin Daf Tzadikim at base. We're going to speak more about the other Amoraim that made things that, like Shmuel, that says that might appear like this, but it's not this. Eliezer Avram said that if she's going to offer me not only for me to drink and for my camels to drink, that's the woman. By Eliezer Eved Avram, the Ran says he did not do nichush because there was a logic to it. In other words, you're looking for a shidduch, you want to find that she should be someone who has chesed. Nichush means doing something that's sub-rational. When he's quoting Eliezer Eved Avram, is the concept of by making a predetermined simon, omen. If that will happen, then that means something stam in the Velterein, right? The bird will go this direction, not the other direction. Then I'm going to do A. If something else will happen, I'm going to do B. That's what the Rambam means when he's quoting Eliezer Eved Avram. And not that specific type of omen. That omen is okay, according to many of the Shreinim, because it was rational. Now, we're going to be chayiv malchus. Don't forget, all of these things, if they are expressed by actions, not by feelings. By the way, action doesn't only mean doing. We're going to see soon not doing, but it's in the action related. That's when you're going to be chayiv malchus. Furthermore, halacha hey, Misha Aman. Excuse me. Someone says, "Diru zu shabanisi." You know, this dwelling, this house that I built, ooh, it's simen toiv choisa alai. It was good for me. He's not doing anything. He's just making a comment. Like, since when I did that, everything went well. Isha zu shanasasi, or behema zu shakanisi. Mivoyrecha soisa. It was a blessed transaction. It was a gebench the shidduch, and he says that me eisha kanisi from that time on. Ashati, I became wealthy. Okay. The chain. Hashoya Latinic is a pasuk ataloimet. Imamalei pasuk min abrachais. You'll feel joy. You're not doing an action. You're just feeling good about something. That is muter. What's the key? That's the key, says the Rambam. Hoyel v'loy kivein maisof. Or nor he's not only saying action doesn't only mean action, it means also refraining from action. In other words, if it's not in the world of action or not action, then it's okay. Ella also says the dover shekvar hoya, it is then that it's mutter. Now we know that many of the shoyim argue with the Rambam, but the kid said the important thing, like for example, I mean, the story that we learned in Mordechai, right? And Mordechai stopped three children, psoikli psuke altira mipachat pisoi. So according to the Rambam, it's not that Mordechai did an action because of that. There, the Rambam understands that Mordechai the Midrashim was filled with simcha. Simcha you can feel. He felt confident that we're good. But doing an action, even on a pasuk of a child, is something that the Rambam says you're not allowed to do. If you're going to look in the Gemara Chulin Daf Tzadikei Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about Amoraim that clearly took action. And there's a whole talk over there. How are they allowed to do it? This, the Rambam obviously does not learn Pshat the way we learned it when we learned it Gemara Rashi. Like for example, Shmuel Badek V'Sifra. He used to open up a sefer and he used to determine what he will do. Rabbi Yechman Badek V'Yanuka. According to Rashi, that's mutter even action because a sefer, a holy sefer, and asking a child to say a pasuk is already in the gather of Nevuah, according to many Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam does not hold. The Rambam holds that any I want to feel happy or feel concerned, knock yourself out. Make omens. The moment it's about you, what should I do? You're not allowed to make an omen for yourself. Nekuda. Vav. Ezeu koisim. Koisim means a diviner in English. Zeho isim maisim mishara maisiyas. Kedei sheyisoyim. Doing certain activities that put a person in a certain trance. These are certain meditative practices.
Rabbi, and what about a geirul? The Rambam would hold you can't do a geirul?
No, the Rambam doesn't speak about a geirul. A geirul, we are allowed to do. You have to know how to make a geirul. Not the way we make a geirul, the way the Torah system makes a geirul. To have two notes and to connect them together. The way we made Chalukah Sa'aretz. That was allowed. That is allowed. Now, going back to Kaisam, a diviner is a person who does certain techniques. The Sipane Machshavti Mikol HaDvarim, right? They tell you have to empty your mind. And what happens with the intent for you, so to say, to channel futuristic events? Sheyomer Dvarim Shasidim Liyos. And then Yomer Dover Pleni Asid Liyos. Or Eino Hoive, or such a thing will not happen. Or Sheyomer Sheroy Las Eskach. Which you're practicing something which will give you a futuristic insight. That is something that is you should do, or be careful from doing it. Now, yesh min akoismim, that in order to go into this trance, they are memashmesh b'choylo ba'avonim, they use chveis, sand or stones, right? Or he's bowing down on the ground. V'yonua, or he's shuckling in a certain way, or he's shouting in a certain way. The Yesh Mishu Mistakel B'mara, Shol Bazar, he's looking into a mirror made out of an iron, Oy Ba'ashoshis, people look into a crystal ball, all different types of techniques that they use to empty their minds, to meditate, and to channel to divine. U'medamin Ba'oimnim, the Yesh Mishu Noisim Nakel B'yodi, certain people use techniques by holding a staff, and they would lean on it, and they would bang on it, until their minds, in other words, they're doing one action to exclude all other actions, to empty their minds, and then umadabit.
What did they just say, like, you know, okay, you can't empty your mind to predict the future. Why does he have to go to
say, because that's the way he's giving examples of what it, but that Rambam saw. No, he's just examples, he says. And who shall not be oimer ani, tragically, be'etzo yishal, right? They inquired of their rods. See, the Pasuk is saying already these techniques that they use their staffs, their rods, to get into that trance. Umak lo yaged loy. Halacha zayin. Also liksoim belisha lekois. So there's two yisurim. One is you may not practice it. Number two, you may not inquire from someone who's practicing it. The difference is, if you're not practicing it, you're only asking it of them, you will only be chayv makas midrabanan. Makas madras. Avala koisam atzmai. So now it depends. Guys, there's going to be a rule. Even when people violate a biblical violation, you're only chayv makas if there is an action. So some of these behaviors were not done through any action. So im avla im asa ma'isa mikol elu v'chayetz v'hem. There you go, Shmuley. There you go. That's why he gave examples of people doing actions. Then you're going to be chayv malchus. Shenemali imatzu v'chamavim v'chayim v'chayim v'chamim. Masha enken, if a person without doing any action knows how to get into this meditative trance, then they're oivet alav doyraisa. They're not going to get malchus. Halachaches. Moving on. The Torah says loise oinenu. Now we're going to have something unique that the Rambam is going to give us two different meanings of loisa oinen, both of which is a separate violation. Ezem oinen, elu nois na'itim, these are people that predict auspicious times. And sho'imenim be'itz tagninus, they say based on astrology, that day is good. That day is not good. In that day, it's good to do a certain type of work. That year or that month is bad to do a certain type of activity. Halachates. You know, it's predicting something connected to a time. The time is good, the time is not good, based on astrology.
Can we do that with going to Beis Din, for example? Certain months are better to go?
Adar.
That's based on the Torah, not based on astrology.
Yeah, what about not drinking red wine between 6 and 7?
That's all Kabbalah things. That's not astrology. That's Torah. And who says that Rambam subscribes to that? Could be that Rambam's application of Loi Sunenu even includes that. We're not paskening always like the Rambam. Could be, Danny. Halachetes. Asur lo'oinen.
And the Gemara says when you're born, on certain days, each day has a certain atiyah, the different things.
So now you, but you're not, therefore, not doing certain things. You are aware of your atiyah, and that knowledge is going to help you overcome it. Now that you go to the psychologist, the same thing, and they tell you because of your father, because of your mother, that's why that triggers you. And therefore what? Therefore don't live. Now you know what triggers you. Okay, even if you're not doing anything. In other words, even by relating these falsehoods, that's included in the Isur. See, again, the Rambam is emphasizing something with this. If you're doing something simply because of an astrological calculation and now action related, no, it's relating, even their shtusim is already an isur, but you're not going to get malchus. But once you are now the kivein milachtoi, oy halichosei, bo oisoha eichokob ohev reshomayim, now you're going to get malchus. Shenemar, as it says, v'loisoi neinu, v'chein ho'oiches etzoi naim, the Rambam holds that ho'oiches etzoi naim, which means either hypnotism or a magic trick. He makes something appear to the spectators that he's doing something wondrous. He's doing something na'al hateva. And he didn't do anything wondrous, but he made that what we call a magic trick. The Rambam holds, we learned this a machlekes tanoim, hareze bechlal mo'oinen and your loike, which is amazing. You know, mo'oinen means two complete different things. Mo'oinen means not to, to connect behavior to astrological times, doing or not doing. Number two, achizas enayim, according to the Rambam, is a love. And it's a love for which you chayiv malchus. Just lahoy, that even l'shitas Rambam, if a person nowadays, as for entertainment, they make what we call a magic show, and everyone understands that they're not doing anything ma'alat teva. There's no, everyone, no one is naive today. According to some poskim, that it's ideal that the magician should first show everyone how he does a trick. Do a trick. So it should make it clear that this is just a fake. It's fake magic. Then it's not a problem. He's doing it to make it appear as if he's performing something beyond it. Okay, halacha yud. Ezeu chayvet. Now, guys, remember halacha test, because there appears to be a blatant statement on the Rambam. That's easy to resolve all of the nice kevim. Speak about the halacha test. The Rambam says, Yechayv malkis for eches asoinai. Let's go back. Is there chayver casting spells? Zeshem adabav b'dvarim she'enam lashon am elam inyan. Person that are saying certain, let's call this in English, incantations. You're not speaking, you're not saying a language. You're saying words that don't have meaning in the regular way of people speaking. Umala al datoy, and this person thinks in his mind b'sechlusi, which is foolishness, that these mumbling of words will have an effect. It's all of this game, the taka, that when you say certain shema sakadoshin that you're not allowed to say, there's a koyach to that, right? But the goyim copied that and they started to mumble other words. That if you're going to say a certain type of incantation on a snake or on a scorpion, they're not going to hurt you. That's called choyver. And if you say that regarding on that person, he's not going to harm you. And some of these people, while they practice these spells, they hold something in their hand, they hold a key, or they hold a stone. All of this is asur. And now let's go by it. Are you going to be chayiv malchus? It depends if it's action related. If he held anything in his hand, or if he did some other action while he was talking. In other words, I know there are exceptions by Shvoshav, but normally Dibur is not called an action for this. So it's if while he was mumbling these incantations, he had something in his hand, that's already called an action. Afilo, head of its boy, even if he made a motion with his finger, it's called an action. If all he did was saying these incantations, he didn't even move, not his finger, not his head, and there was nothing in his hand. Similarly, or if a person is having a spell cast on him, the passive person, he went to this chayver chaver, please say your thing, cast your spell, and the person is sitting and quiet. Why is he there? He thinks, oh, this is going to help me. So again, since he didn't do an action, he's not chayv malchus. Still, says the Rambam, makanoy se malchus mardus. The pnation is shtateg besichus achoyvim. V'chol oisen akoylus v'hashemis hamashunam hamachoyorim lo yeiro v'gam hated ein itom. We should know not they have a power to do bad, nor they have a power to do good. However, even though they have no power, listen to this, halacha yudalev, mishen achashi akrav v'nachash, someone that was already bit. Now we're going to learn Pshat and the Rambam in this Pikuach Nefesh here. If you're going to make use of Avodah Zarah trumps Pikuach, Avodah Zarah is, right? Yehari Val Yav. Here, I know that this is included in the general Hilchos Oivdei Kirchavim, but this is not idol worship. It's not Ashkait. So there's something called the placebo effect. The Rambam is paskening that if someone's life is in danger and they're going to feel calmer, if you're going to have someone saying one of these mumbles jumbles, they allow to do it. Actually, he's allowed even to say it himself over that bite, even on Shabbos. Now, what's even on Shabbos? Not because also Lisrapa is b'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we can't do Sicha B'Tela. If Eloch HaSicha B'Tela, worse than this. In order for the person to calm down, to strengthen his heart. Afa Pishin Adavar Moyel Klum. This is really Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph. There's a lot of qualifications that Rambam doesn't give, but let's take the approach. There's a Pikuach Nefesh aspect. There is no Maisa. Many details here. Words are being mumbled, and you're going to feel better. Okay, in this case, you can do it.
If the recipient feels that something's happened to him, is it us?
It's in his mind.
You're saying that you think it's
foolish. No, Rambam, if you're not going to do it. The Rambam is saying that even when you can do it, the Rambam wants to reinforce what you're doing is not Ashkai, it's called placebo. Mamush, that since psychologically you think it's helping, you can make use of that if there is a danger.
So if the person thinks it's not Ashkai, then that actually works, it's Ashkai.
No, that's if the guy thinks it's not Ashkai, he's not going to do it.
No, if he thinks it's not Ashkai,
then he can do it if it's Pikuach Nefesh, with no mice. That's what the Rambam is saying, Halachi Baita. Halachi Yud Beis. Halachi Shalamaka. Now, guys, it's going to get real controversial. It's going to get greater now. If someone is whispering an incantation over a wound, but you know what he's saying? Remember that sugya, it's called Asur Lehisrapis Vedivri Torah. Or a child is terrified. And you tell the child, no, say that pasuk to calm down. Or you put a Sefer Torah or Tefillin Alakotan Bishvil Sheyishan. I just want to add something that the Noisei Kelim add. For it not to be a contradiction, we're speaking about a child that's sick. There's already a problem, and you're using either words or an actual chetza de kedusha to heal. Not only is this included in the isur of nichush and chayver chaver, elo sheim bechlal akoyfre batoyram sheim oisim divrei toyram refuas aguf beinam elo refuas nefashos shenemar v'yu chayim lenafshach avol. Our body, if someone is healthy, shkar psukim, or mizmar mitehilim. You're reading psukim, or you're reading, tehilim, for healthy. Kadesh you're talking all of schus kriyasa, not to heal, but to have the schus that should protect, and therefore via natsal nitzarosum and nizakim, that is permitted. No, the word is also lisrapois bidibrei toiro, but lishtamesh bidibrei toiro as an emtsoi of protection is permitted. And when the Rebbe came out with the Mifza Tefillin, people were criticizing the Rebbe. The Rebbe quoted this Rambam. Fakir, the Rebbe was saying that if you're going to put on Tefillin, it's going to protect us. That was before the war. Prior to engaging in battle, we are allowed to do certain things for someone who's healthy that they should remain healthy. So Tefillin for sick people, let's leave it open. This is learning the Rambam over here. But even according to the Rambam, if you're not saying it, Lisrapos, you're saying it that they should have now another schus to protect them. What's the yiratzen? Now you'll appreciate the yiratzen that we say after Tehillim, Shabbos Mubarak. That we're saying that in the schus of the Tehillim, we should have, and we're asking of Hashem tremendous things in the merit of the Tehillim.
So you have to be careful not to say it for their health? Is it in your
don't use it as a refuah, use it as a tefillah.
Sure,
yeah, according to the Rambam, yeah, they're very careful. We say Tehillim for sick people. We say Tehillim as a tefillah. We daven every day. We say the
prayer. Right.
Yeah.
What about putting the thing in the baby crib that everybody does these days?
So putting it in the baby crib is not for someone that's ill. And clearly, the Rebbe spoke about it. It's for a woman that's going into labor that she should feel calm. It's mamish for someone who's healthy that they should feel that they are protected. Not that this will heal you. That's the key. Not this will heal you. This will protect you. Halacha Yud Gimel. That's what we have to learn Torah. How did people inquire of the dead? My people that first would starve themselves. Intermittent fasting. And then they go, they sleep and they sleep in the cemetery. With the kavana that I'm sleeping there, so someone's spirit should come to me in a dream and he should answer what I'm asking of him or her. That they wear malbushim yiduyim, they have special garments. And they also invite the incantations. And they offer a certain type of incense. Here it's called chves marijuana. I don't know. They smoke something that altered their state. The yeshenim levadim, and they sleep alone. Kadesh yavim esplenim v'yisapreim v'machalim. Klolei sholdavim. Kol ha'ois. Anything that you're doing, in order for a spirit of someone who died to come and let you know about whatever, that loika. Shenem evol imatz v'chamavar v'goyim v'der shalom esim. Now, alochi yudalid. Also, lishol bal oivu bal yudoini. Shenem evol imatz v'chamavar. By the way, the Rambam already explained what that is before, remember? And say Salome, that the Oivin, the Yudoini themselves, two different things. That was before. They're Chayv Skila. Those who ask of them are violating a biblical commandment. But let's follow the call of the Spadic. The Rambam emphasizes it. Even when it comes to these types of practices, if there's no action, if there's only words, you're not going to be Chayv Malkus Midoreis. So even though asking of them is violating a lav midoraisa, since ain by maisa, you're not going to be chayv malchus. Still, you're going to get malchus in the bottom. Makanis and makas magus. Now, the imkiv and maisa, but at the moment you did anything, pupa like okay. Halacha tezvav, hamachashiv, sorcerer, chayv skila, vuhusha asa maisa chshof, aval hoechas esoin naim. Guys, here we go. Bam stira. Remember halacha tez. Now we're learning halacha tezvav. Someone is oiches esoinayim. The same words. Let's understand this person is performing a magic trick. It looks like he's doing up something sorcery. He looks like he's doing something beyond the laws of nature. We'll answer the question. How do you answer that? Ma'oinen means two things, right? The Rambam writes, hareze b'chlal ma'oinen v'loike.
There's no mice.
Oh, so it's not because there's mice and there's no mice. No, he's doing something. He's doing a magic trick. He's doing something. Taking out the card, and the card came out of your pocket. All of that is mice. As we said, moving the finger is a mice. So one approach is gavaldic. For you to get malchus, you have to have asra. So if someone says you can't be oiches esreinayim because it says loy so'oinenu, Then you'll get malchus. If a person is saying you're being machashiv, this is not machashiv. This is not included in machashiv. Bepnei, now why not? Why don't we include it in machashiv? So there's a very important rule. Bepnei shalav zeh nemar b'machashiv b'chlal leimatze b'chohu. And now, if a person practices actual sorcery, that means that they change the nature. What do they get? They get skila. So there's whatever God says, don't do something. And the punishment is skila. Even if what you did is not going to be punished by skila because you only made a trick, since it's a lav that leads to skila, for that you never get malchus. So quoting the lav, don't do kishuf for magic tricks, for that you're not going to get malchus midaraisa. You're going to get malchus midarabanan, right? Malchus mardus. But if you connect it, that's one approach on the Rambam. And this, since this love is given over Lazarus Misas Bezdin, therefore, even when you won't get Misas Bezdin, you know why not? Because you didn't do real kishuv, you only did fake kishuv. But therefore, it's punishable by death. And that's the rule in all other dinim. Any love that's a warning not to do something for which you chayv Misas Bezdin or a worse punishment, you're never going to get malchus for that. There are other approaches in the Rambam that there are two types of magic tricks. There's a hypnotism, and let's not go with that approach. Let's go right to the final halacha tezayin. Everything we mentioned in this chapter, that's the key, it's all falsehood. Now, why are we including this in the laws of idolatry? This is not idolatry, this is shtusim. Because idol worshippers in the past, they did these tricks in order to wow the people, for people to follow them in their idol worship, and therefore the ain royally Yisrael. And he defines the Jewish people as chachamim mechukamim, lihimashach bavlei melu. And not only not to do it, not even to give any credence in your mind. And as it says, but if you do believe in all of these occult arts, you know, a person can say there's emes. The Torah doesn't allow me to do it. That's foolish, says the Rambam. That's not the right approach because there is no emes to it. They're going to ban us on here on YouTube soon. Don't translate this. Yedu b'ra'oyes b'rudoi shekol elo hadvarim sh'asra t'vera is because einam divrei chachma. No, when Hashem says don't eat non-kosher, it's food. Don't eat it. Doivisha says, you know, efshi, a person never sinned. I want it. The Torah said, here, it's not because God prohibited it, because it's takanarishkai. Elo toyu v'hevel shenim shecho behem chasrei hadas. Only gullible people follow it. The not true kol darkei ho'emes b'glolam. And it's gavaldik. In other words, the Rambam is explaining that tonim tia means, wholesome means, that if you follow all of these occult practices, you're not tonim. Not that you're sinning. Of course it's a sin, because God said not to do it. But this is a rational sin. It's not a choik. You want to be a person with seichel, don't follow this because there's no credence in any of these that we mentioned. Not in Nichush, not in Ksima, not in Oinim, not in Chavir, not in Shayin, all V'chul. Pedek, Shneim Asar, this is the final chapter of the laws of Averes Gechavim, V'chukai Sagoyim. We're going to have more about specifics of not to follow in the statutes of the Goyim. Here we're going to speak more about shaving the payas, cutting the beard, or shaving the beard. We'll see that Rambam holds you can't trim your beard. And cross-dressing, big halachas over here, and other specifics of don't go in the statutes of the goyim. Perek Shnei Masad has 16 halachas, and let us start with halacha aleph. Says the Rambam, Ein Megalchin Pasei Harosh. Don't shave. That's with the razor, the corners of one's head. K'moy Shehoyo Oisim Oivdei Kirchavim. As we also made mention in the beginning of last chapter, as it says on Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Yisakifu Paas Roishchem. Don't round off, which means shaving off, and each side is a specific lav, and therefore, even if a person did one act of cutting, and there was only one hasra, you're going to be chayv malkes, because your action was on one side, and on the other side. It doesn't make a difference. I'm sorry. Whether you only shaved off the peyas bovad, umaniach se'ar kol haroish, but you left bluteous, or if you shaved the whole thing. Today they came out of thing. People, especially bald people, they think they look nicer if they shave off everything. Not allowed to do that. They can shave off everything other than the peyas. The echad amaglech kol haroish ke echad loike. And again, if you did both sides, you malka twice. Hoyel v'gilach ha'peyas. Who gets the malchus? The man that did the act of the shaving, whether you did it to yourself or whether another man did it to you. If a man is only passive, he's getting the payas cut. So again, you're violating. But to get malchus, you have to do an action. So here, unless you assisted. Now, the Rambam doesn't define here how much of assisting means, but again, based on the previous chapter, where the Rambam says that even making a finger motion is called an action, so you're moving your head. You move. If you made a movement, the Rambam said in the last chapter, you're menanea roish. But if you were mamish sitting there like a goyim, you're not going to be chayv malkus. No. And if a man shaves even the payas of a minor, like, okay, don't say that since the child is not a bar mitzvah, but the isur on us, where it says, loy sakifu, the Torah is telling on the, if an adult is being makif, it doesn't say loy sakifu your payas. It says not to be makif, a Jew's payas. Baruch Hashem, we have here people that give gevaldik haircuts, the first upshad in his haircut, and they leave big payas. Then he's not smiling. Halacha beis. I still have trauma there. Ha'isha, shegilcha, pa'as, roish, ha'ish, oish, and esgalcha. Now, a woman that, listen, that she shaved the payas of a man, she's an adult. Or if she had her own payas shaved, p'tura. Shenemar loisakifu pa'as roishchem. And juxtapose, smichus, loisashchis es pa'as zikonecha. So first of all, we learn kol sheyeshlim bebal tashchis, yeshlim bebal takif. It's whoever is included in the isur of beard may not cut her payas. And since a woman is not included in the bal tashchis, it's amazing, guys. Bal tashchis is said twice in the Torah. Bal tashchis, cutting down fruit trees, right, when you wage war. And bal tashchis regarding, we're going to see details about the beard. Since she's not included in the love of bal tashchis, let's see why. Practically, because she doesn't have a beard. Therefore, ein of a bal takif. And therefore what? And therefore, if she cut her own or others, it says patur. Now, I want to point out the following, that normally when the Rambam says the word patur, it doesn't mean mutter. We're going to learn in a moment, a machloikis pshat in the Rambam about trimming in a moment. The Rambam says patur. Most people say patur means asur. You're not chayv malkis. Some, the Kesa Mishnah says soon that patur means mutter. And one of the sources is this, but in this pedic here, a woman can shave her pates. Not patur avol asur. She has no restriction on that.
That would mean that it goes for both scenarios also.
So that's a big problem. In other words, that's a big issue over here, because when it comes to her cutting off the cotton, so she's not violating anything. I would say, Mendel, there's a chinuch aspect over here. But maybe it also means mutter.
It's not a ish.
She is completely potter. We can't say the word mutter because the man should not have allowed it to happen, even though he's not going to get malchus. Maybe that's why it says potter. Now, there's a moiridike thing that Amam says. Normally, Avadim is an Ebet Kanani that went to the mikvah l'shem Abdus, is normally bound like a woman in the mitzvahs. Here, there's an exception. It's the woman is exempt. Women and Avadim are obligated to keep all negative commands, which would include don't cut off your pace. It's a negative. Women are excluded because juxtapose bal tashchis. Women don't have beards. But since avadim, men, so men are not like women. Here an eved is more bound than a woman. They are asurim in v'hakaf and rounding off their pace. Halacha gimel. Kol mitzvas loisa seishem atreira. This is the rule. Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayav. Chutz mibal tashchis, which is beard. And because of the juxtaposition with Baal Takif and Kehanim, Emerel B'nei Aaron, Reloi B'nei Aaron, so the woman, a Kehanis, is lechatchil allowed to contaminate herself to corpse no more. These are the three lavim that women are not included in. Obal Yitam L'Kohen L'Meis. Now, Chometz also say, Shimizman L'Zman, Ve'eino Tadira, the rule is with exceptions, Nashim are Peturas. Chutz, Kiddush Hayoyim, making Kiddush, Achilas Matzah Melel Pesach, Achilas HaPesach Ushchitosoy, Hakel, Raman Paskin Simcha, right, Simchas Yomtiv, Shahanoshim Chayobois, that's the whole sugya, right, Isha, Ba'al Mesamcha, the Raman holds that the Chiyu is on her. Now, Tumtum Vandreigin is, since we don't know what their gender is, either the genitalia is covered over, or they have both simanim of male and female. Areihim safek, both of them are for this considered, and therefore noisman aleim chumnei yoishim chumnei yoishim b'chol makoyim v'chayovim b'koil dim avru eino loikim. Now, guys, this is a big statement because we're going to see later when it comes to dressing. So, how do they dress? In other words, they can't dress like a man because maybe they're a woman. Can't dress like a woman, maybe they're a man. So what they call today unisex garments, that maybe Bashgacha Pratas, the Mishragas of the world today is preparing for Mashiach. That's what they're going to dress when Mashiach will come. Halacha, we'll see soon. Halacha, afa pisho isha muteres legalech pasur isha. Even though we see here, you have the word muteres, man. See, muteres, I think the word pater is because, very good, she, on a man, you can't say muter. Harehi asura, oh, here you go. Harehi asura legalech pasur isha ish. Thank you. That clarifies, but no, it's normal. The Rama, maybe if I care, the Rama, muter means muter. Pater doesn't mean okay. Really, the woman is muter to shave her own. So why did the Rambam write the words before in Halacha Aleph, right? And Halacha Beis Ptura, because she's not allowed to shave the not of an adult, and even of a minor, because of chinuch. Very good. Now, Halacha Vav. Upeya zu shemanichem betzeda, this peya that we leave, you know, on our temples, at the edges, leinosnu bei chachonim shiur. Let's understand that the Rambam is speaking about the width of the peya. The shamanu mizikneinu. The Rambam says this is something that I heard pashut from the elders. Knows we don't know, so like go out and see how yidden are noyeg. She'einoy maniach pachus ma'arboim so'aris. That the size, let's go up, the width of the thumb has to be left. We're speaking about the width of the peya. You are allowed to cut them with scissors. The isur doiraisa is to shave them off with a razor. I want to say that we in Bapoyel Mamish, we allow with the scissors, but we don't want to bring it so close to the skin where you cannot grab them anymore. Many people say that's if you're using a machine on number four or number three, is okay, not less than that. Because then it's too little to chop with your fingers. Many people go lefnim mishuras hadin and they never cut it all together. Then you have people that never cut the payas, the way it looks like from the picture of the Alter Rebbe, until it enters the beard, irial pikabala, the payas and the beard should not go one into the other. That's why certain chassidim, they wear long payas, but they put it under the yarmulke. The Friedrich Rebbe did that, or they put it under the ears, or they wrap it up. That's al pikabala. The payas and the beard should remain separate. So even those people that never cut at all that area of the payas, but they let it short. Some people don't cut it and they leave it long. Some people trim it, but the Rambam is not speaking how little. Not razor, yes is. Okay. Derech halacha zayin. Derech kahana v'edikocha v'moye l'hashchiz zekana. The Rambam is linking everything again. We're learning halachas of oivdei kechavim v'chukai sagoyim. The gdir pagan priests, they used to shave their beards, and that's why the Torah does not allow us to shave the beard. By the way, the Rambam doesn't mean that the Torah is reacting to what they did. Faket, that's an insight, it's a simon. Since you see that pagan idol worshippers behave in a certain way, because there's an ingin to leave a beard, it somehow connects us to Hashem Echad, and people intuitively that were fighting against that idea, they took off their beards. We call the beard a spiritual antenna. Now, really, v'chamesh peyes yesh boy. There are five corners connected to the beard. It's called lechia elyon and lechia tachton, the upper and lower cheek. The Rambam doesn't say exactly where it is. All right, some people associate it to the bone, the upper bone right by the ear area. The bottom bone is, you know, and then from the right and upper cheek and lower cheek from the left. And the shiboilas hazakin means chin. And shaving the hair off these five corners, each one is a separate level. And like we learned before by the face, even if a person did it in one act of shaving, he's going to be chayiv five sets of malchus. And we're going to learn all the way at the end of the Rambam, if someone did it all together and they're being judged all together. So after the Beis Din Paskins, you're going to evaluate how many floggings the person can get. It's even advantageous for a person to say you're going to get five altogether, because then if the person can only handle, you know, 60, as long as it can divide it into triplets, that will be yotzer for everything. So judge for each set separately, then everyone will be evaluated, and then they'll get the maximum they can get. They'll heal, and then we'll get it again. Now, the ain a chay v'achigal chenu betar. This love, the malchus is only if you shave it off with a razor. Shenem alei sashkis es pazik onecho, which means egiluach, which is considered destroying. Destroying means with a razor. Lefikach im gilach zekarim emisparayim. That's the key word, pater. Now, guys, just don't know. The Kesa Mishnah writes pater umuter. But all else, they say, no, when all of the pois can quote trimming, we're not the Rambam, but they quote the Rambam as, that's said they quotes the Rambam as one of the opinions that holds that even trimming is also. Elamah, you're not chayiv malchus. The ein amiz galeach loike, same thing. The isur is on both doing it or allowing it to be done. But if you allowed it to be done, you're only going to get malchus if there's an action. Acha yisayeya. The isha muteres lahashka zekana. She can destroy her facial hairs if she has any hairs growing on her, you know, in the beard area. The im hishchisa zekan ha'ish. Then again, potter in here clearly. Potter avalasa. She's not going to be chayv malchus because she's not commanded. Okay, halachachas. Hasafam, the mustache. Muter legalchay betar. You can shave it with a razor. Now, the mustache doesn't only include the hair over your lips. It also includes the hair that comes directly out of your lower lips. V'hu ha-seir sh'al gaba ha-safa al-yayna en v'chein seir ha-medudol min ha-safa tachtoin. So even though you can shave it with a razor, says Rambam, the meaning of Yidden is not to shave it with a razor, but to trim it. Ela yigalach tzosoi, now yigalach can even using a razor, but some of it. For it not to disturb your eating. So some people dafka did it, some people dafka didn't do it, especially certain people with big mustaches. There's a bus of a chalav issue you got to be care of, not to have a lunch when you're eating supper. What about taking off here, right, from the rest of your body? Kigoyim, taking off. Now here, the Rambam does not speak about razors. This is even with scissors. Kigoyim, beis ha-shachi or beis ha-er. Like this, there is the under the arms and the genital area. Rambam says, "Einoy osim in atoy lam liveri sofrim." And v'hamaviroi makin oisay makas mardus. Now, why this is connected two times where only women would do it? So this is going to be rabbinically linked to what's called tikkun nashim. L'chayda tikkun nashim, you should get malchus. It's done in a private area that's connected in halacha. No one sees it. Midrabanan, it looks like a female's way of dress. Now, that's only when only women do it. And that's connected, like we just mentioned, however, abu the market. But if a person lives in a time and a place, that both men and women take off their underarm and their genital hair, im hevid, ain't makin oisoi, ain't makin, just to know, it's mashma, it's not mutter, right? Elma, ain't makin. You don't even get rabbinic flogging. However, that's only beis ha-shechi or beis ha-erva. Al muter la'avir sa'ar sh'arei barma mispanayim v'chol makoyim. Halacha yud. Haloi sa'ade isha ade ish. The word sa'ade means to adorn, which means not only dress. We'll see, it's dress, it's a jewelry, that a woman may not cross dress. What are our examples? Good going. Shetasim b'roshim it's nefes. Oy koiva. To put on her head a turban or a hat. Now, obviously, chevra, if it's a female hat or turban, that's fine. He's speaking about a hat that's gender related. She's not allowed to wear a man's hat or to wear armor. Armor, since women then never went to war, all arms is considered man's attire. Or listen to this, she may not shave her hair like a man. This is a man top of haircut included in this lav. Similarly, equally, a man may not adorn himself in woman's garb, kigoin, sheyilbash, big day tzivyoin, wearing certain colored garments. We're speaking about in localities that men never wore colored garments, or bachalis of golden bracelets. But the Rambam writes, include the makim sheim lefshim lois makelim, emasim lois achali ala noshim. In the places where men only wear black and white, where men don't wear golden bracelets, you know, there is a lot of depending on the time and the place. Because if men wear colored garments, people wear upside down tie, then you're not right. But that's the norm. Hakol kamenig amadim. Now, ish sho'ada ade isha, the ish sho'ada ade ish, getting dressed is called an action, and therefore you're chayv malchus. Furthermore, hamelakei tzo'aris levanis mitoich hashchoiris. The man removes white hairs from his dark hairs, whether it is in the hair on his head, whether it is from his beard, says that Rambam, not like Shabbos, sometimes two hairs. One hair. Misha yilaki tzara achas. From the moment you remove a single hair, like etneisha oda ade isha. You know, there's a truth of Rav Moshe, but that obviously you can't dye your hair. It's a lav doyraisa. It was someone that wanted to get a job. In America, we worship the youth. The older you are, the more experienced, the worse it is. We want people that have no experience. So he wanted to know whether he can dye his hair. And I think he got a heter from Rav Moshe. So how far do people extend it? But at least we're learning now that Rambam is very strong over here. If you paint your hair black, if you only painted one hair, boom, malchus. Now, tumtum van androgynous, like we mentioned, how do ain't out of keishim, v'loy megalech roisha keish, nishta head, nishta him, im asachem. But if he did it, you can't give him alkas because you don't know. Halacha, you don't. K'soivas kaka, tattooing. Who amura batoero who she yisroit al besorei. First, they cut into, they scratch into flesh, and then they fill up the place of the scratch with koichal, which is the ink, which was the eye makeup or the yoy ink or any other tzivoinim that leave a mark. Sometimes they would put ash. They would mark themselves to avoid the zara. Till today, like when people who have tattoos, they want to belong. It makes you belong to something. In many places in the Far East, you smell the avoid the zara. Tattoos are connected to avoid the zara. The kratz is not the isur. That's the pre-isur. The moment you marked, then you chayv malkis. What happens? If a person wrote, you know, people, Yidden did not write, you know, they're writing a phone number on your hand, people stayed away from that. Or even if you did something with a dye that remains longer, but you didn't make a, then a patur. That guys, I just lochayda. That means that you know all of these kids, they go with these tattoos that they call removables. According to the Rambam, you're not chayv malchus. You're not allowed to do it. Patur means patur avolas. Don't do anything that's similar to tattooing. Even anything. Ad sheyichtoiv. Now chayv malchus is sheyichtoiv viyakaka. You have to write in a way that it's dyed, that it's permanent. Shenemar k'soiv eskak. Medvar mamurim bekoisev. Who is going to get malchus? The one who did the action. But the one who allowed it to happen to him, again, he's not allowed to do it, but you can't give him malchus because he didn't do anything. Then he's not going to be liable for malchus. People used to gouge. Gouge is a certain externalization of grief because someone passed away. By mutilating their bodies, the chayv malchus, as it says, v'seret lenefesh l'sitim b'psarchem. Even though the Torah sometimes links it to a kain, whether you're kain, whether you are a yid, sarat zita achas. Now listen to this, guys, a big chiddush. If a person made five scratches, the chayv five malchusim that we understand. If a person only did one zita, but to express their tsar over five different mason, remember that Chazal v'seret lenefesh. One kratz for five people, or this is easier to cut. Chamesh ritzes al meis echad like a chamesh. By the way, akolachas viachas is on the latter case, not on the first case. In one case, you only did one action, and you chay five if you did it for five people. Halacha yud gimel. Gedito serita. When the Torah uses the words, it's gashing, it's gouging. It means the same thing. Uchashem shohayu ha'evik achavim sartim b'sarim al meisem epni atzar. They also would mutilate themselves in worship to an idol. Interestingly, even though Islam, right, is not avodah zarah, but there's such a practice that I saw that they whip themselves they for their religious beliefs. Shenemar, as it says, "Vayus goydudu kemishpatim." Gamze osra toyra. Shenemar leishes goydudu. Ella, the difference is that if a person did it to express their tzar because someone passed away, bein tzarat biyadai, bein tzarat bekeli is chayv malchus. But if he's doing it as an idol practice worship, bekeli chayv malchus, biyadai pater. Guys, pater means pater avolos, because it's shloike darko, right? When they did it biyadai. Halacha yudalo. Ubechlal azor azeh, shulayi ushnei bati dina be'ir achas. Now we're going to the words Lois is going to do, applying it in a complete different context. Which is, listen to this, Chaim. We're not allowed to have two bati dinim in one city. Zen noy kiminig zeh, the zen noy kiminig achim. The dov shadovar zeh goydim umachlaikis gedoilis. As it says, lois is goydim. Loisasu agudis agudis. Obviously, my friends, now, after all of the time that it became the machaber, ended amah, and it's not a machlaikis, now that it's norm that everyone follows the mara da asra, which is either the machaber, the maram, or the ramah. Then you can have a Ashkenazic base and an Asfardic base. We're speaking about in one sheet of the Zamachlekes, how to apply a din. And in the same city, you can have one base din that applies that din for this group one way, and the other base in another way, that creates Machlekes. So you can't even have two of such bati dinim functioning in the same city. Halacha tesvav, hakoireach karcha lamesek, a person creates a bald spot. Another way, one was gouging, and here it's balding. Loike, Shinemo Lisa Simu Karcha Bene Nechem. Guys, Bene Nechem doesn't mean between your eyes, it means anywhere in the hair. Chayv. Echad Yisrael Vechad Koin. Shekarach Alameis, Eino Loike Ala Achas. Hakoidach Arbay Chomish Karchas Alameis Echad. But if you did many bald spots, then your Loike can be in Akarachas. If you were given Asra before each and every one, and that goes whether you made a bald spot with your hands or you did it with a sam, with a certain type of potion, or hippolets boisov, if you dipped your fingers into a potion, you understand, you put your fingers on your head, and then that burned through. Even though you did it in one time, even though you got one asra, you can be chayv chamesh, because they all come together. The chayv al kol roish, anywhere in the head, like in between the eyes. In between the eyes means makam atfilin. Now, how big does every bald spot have to be? Kadesh Yiram Yerosh Kegris. Kegris is 36 hairs. Pani Belisir. Final halacha tezain says that Amam HaKredeach Roshoi Oyasorad of Soroi. If a person made a bald spot, or if they gouged their flesh, not because of someone dying, not because of Avodah Zarah, but because the house fell, or because their business drowned in the sea, the stock market crashed. Dear Patur, meaning you can't do it, but you're not Chayiv Malkus, and you're like Elohim Eslovat. Oy, if you did it for Averis Kichab. What happens if someone he did a karka for someone else? His name is Edom. If both were active, both get Malkus. If one is Shoigig and one is Mazid, no matter which direction, Hamazid, Shneim Loike, the Hashoigig is spotted, and thus we concluded Hadran Allah, Hilchais Kichavim Azolais, and God willing, Hilchais Shuba tomorrow. Chavra, the Seder will be like this, being that they're coming officially 7 o'clock.